The Democratic primary for Albany County Executive had been worrisome for some party leaders who feared a schism. Former Albany School Board member Dan Egan had emerged to challenge sitting County Exec Dan McCoy. Heated campaigning, heavy mailing, and a little old-school mudslinging made for an interesting race. In the end, McCoy triumphed with 59% of the vote.
Primaries are good when you're talking about the issues and being positive and moving forward. In this case, you know, it wasn't that. It does divide the party, a small fraction of it, but we have to come together the day after election, continue to work for the people.
Albany Area State Assemblywoman Pat Fahey stayed neutral because she served on the city school board with Egan.
There's always schisms here and there, and some are issue-based and some are personality-based.
McCoy's win was heralded by many, including Albany Mayor Kathy Sheehan, former Assemblyman Mike McNulty, and former Mayor Jerry Jennings.
I'm ecstatic tonight to see Danny win again.
McCoy took victory in stride, relieved that what had become a contentious campaign was over.
You should stay on message, and the mudslinging doesn't work. And you know what? I'm just glad that it shows that I get 65% of the vote. Especially on a Thursday election. I don't think there's been a Thursday election in this county probably in the last 20 years.
The people didn't exactly show up in droves to vote. Unofficial numbers from the Board of Elections indicate a turnout of 20%. Also in Albany, Andrew Joyce defeated Lenny Ricciuti in the race to succeed County Legislator Justin Corcoran in the 9th District, a victory Joyce attributes to dedicated voters who showed up despite the rain and traditional opening week of school chaos.
Regardless if it's held on a Saturday or a Sunday or a Monday or Tuesday, they'll get out and vote. But it's our job, you know, as committee people and, you know, eventually elected officials to make sure people know and they have that opportunity to have a voice in the process.
Albany County Legislature Chair Sean Morse defeated Diane Nolan in the Democratic primary for Cohoes mayor. Morse will succeed his uncle in that position. Two sitting mayors will now be sitting on the sidelines in November. Incumbent Newburg Mayor Judy Kennedy lost a three-way Democratic primary to Jonathan Jacobson. Incumbent Kingston Mayor Shane Gallo lost the Democratic primary to upstart candidate Steve Noble, 880 to 668. Noble serves as the city's environmental program operations specialist. He chalks his victory up to his grassroots style of leadership and creative approach to campaigning.
We were able to just take our time and focus on meeting with voters and going Democrat by Democrat and getting our message out there on all types of media, whether it was social media or traditional media. And for us, it was just a lot of in-person contact with voters, talking about issues and having them meet me and see what I was all about and see how genuinely I cared for the city.
Noble had won the party nomination in late May, forcing incumbent Mayor Gallo to mount a primary challenge. He lost the independents and conservative lines and is now officially out of the race for re-election.
I think that the voters in Kingston last night, you know, decided that they wanted to, you know, give me an opportunity to try it my way.
Noble is confident he can attract members of both parties in November when he faces off against Republican Ron Palacco, which may be a moot point since the city usually votes Democrat 2-1 for local elections, making Noble the front runner. In Poughkeepsie, Dutchess County Legislature Chair Rob Rollison won the GOP mayoral primary, with the Democratic side too close to call. And Patrick Russo won the Republican primary for Rensselaer County Sheriff over Scott Ryan by a nearly 2-1 margin. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.